from thesun.co.uk. Now, you won't hear me say that very often, but this is a serious story. No tits and bums in this one. Domestic violence against men soars to record levels as number of cases treble in the past decade. This is by David Wooding. Number of wives and girlfriends convicted of assaulting partners reaches new high. Domestic violence against men has trebled in the past decade, shocking official figures reveal. A record 5,640 wives and girlfriends were convicted of assaulting their male partners last year, up from 1,850 in 2007. The issue has become a taboo because victims are often too ashamed to talk about their experiences. But an MP is now calling for action after evidence emerged the problem is growing at an alarming rate. Stats released by the Attorney General show 177 women are convicted of domestic abuse every week. Let me just say that again. 177 women are convicted of domestic abuse every week against men. What do you think about that then, you third wave feminist? Huh? Tory MP Philip Davis says we must not forget male victims. They show that 1,850 women were convicted of domestic violence in 2007, but last year the total dealt with by the courts had risen to 5,640. Crown prosecutors insist any form of domestic violence is serious, and there is no bias or lack of concern when dealing with male victims. Tory MP Philip Davis, who uncovered the stats, said, quote, "When people think of domestic violence, they automatically think of men abusing women, but the vast increase in the number of women convicted of domestic violence over the past decade must not be overlooked. We must not forget the male victims. Both male and female perpetrators of domestic violence should be dealt with equally harshly by the courts, and more should be done to help victims of domestic violence, whether they are men or women." End quote. More than 52,000 women have been prosecuted for assaulting their partners since 2006, the figures show. Oh, and you women are all so repressed, aren't you? And we have male privilege. But organisations that offer help to male victims are sparse. There are fewer than 100 beds in 20 refuges or safe houses for male victims in the UK, compared to 7,500 for women. Let me just run those figures past you again. There are fewer than 100 beds in 20 refuges or safe houses somewhere in this country for male victims, compared with the 7,500 beds in refuges and safe houses for women around the country. One male victim of domestic abuse told The Sun on Sunday that when he was attacked by his girlfriend, it was assumed that he was the abuser. Speaking on the condition of anonymity, he said, "Fairly early on in our relationship, I realised my girlfriend had anger management problems and could get violent. She told me that she had been physically abused by her father. I suggested that she went and got help, but she refused to do so. She would often punch or slap me if we had simple disagreements, and then would apologise and get very upset. It all came to a head one night in a bar when we had both had too much to drink. We got into an argument as we were leaving, and she punched me in the face several times and broke my nose. The police were unwilling to help, and I eventually dropped charges and ended our relationship." The police were unwilling to help the victim of physical violence and domestic abuse. "She began kicking me, and I was telling her to calm down and was trying to hold her away from me. She was screaming and out of control. Two guys came out the pub and began attacking me. I was on the floor telling them that I was the victim, but they didn't stop kicking until she told them that she had hit me. After that, I told her to get help, but she refused, so I went to the police. John Mays, the chairman of Parity, which campaigns for equal rights for men and women, said in 30-40% of domestic violence cases, men are the victims, and in many cases the injuries sustained are very severe. One of the great tragedies of male victim domestic violence is that there are very few safe houses for men who are seeking refuge with their children, while there are over 9,000 for women. This is a problem which needs to be urgently addressed. And whilst I have not been the victim of domestic violence, I know people who have, and I can tell you that the impact on a man to be beaten to such an extent by his partner, by the woman he's supposed to love and care for, is incredibly, incredibly damaging. So next time you hear about domestic violence, don't just automatically assume that it was a man slapping a woman. You'll probably find it was the other way round. But the police were unwilling to help because, well, he should just man up, shouldn't he, and grow a pair.